Bibles into John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8. I was torn this morning on what to preach, and I got two thoughts, two frames of mind, two messages, and just really wasn't settled to Brother Steve. I got up and started giving his testimony before the service, how he was searching and how God was dealing with him. And I'm thankful that God can settle your heart sometimes. Amen. I asked him to settle me on which way, which message I was to preach. And I'm glad I don't work on form and fashion. I'm glad I don't work on some of these prescribed plans that some of these colleges teach our young men today, but I'm glad I work on God's spiritual plan. Amen. Elihu said there's a lot of things I want to say, but I'm constrained by the Spirit. He's going to speak according to what the Spirit has. That's what I want to do this morning. I want to speak the truth that God wants me to preach, not what I want to preach. Amen. If you found John chapter 8 and can stand with us this morning, we're going to read one verse, verse number 36. The Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Brother Adam Haynes, take us to the throne of grace this morning. Amen. You may be seated. We would like to welcome our visitors this morning. Got a few here. We're thankful that you're with us this morning. And I'm one all the way, a lady in the back there, all the way from Texas. Got to meet her. And it's just a blessing to be her, be able to worship with her. She, you know, she could have went anywhere else, but she chose to come here and be with us. Amen. We don't take that lightly. Amen. And we just appreciate you being here. I just apologize that you got to put up with my preaching. Amen. But just remember, I preach about a great God. That's all that matters. Amen. And that's what's important. And, you know, I'm thankful that as we celebrate our independence this weekend, as we celebrate on the 4th of July, as Steve said, there's so much to be thankful for. I'm grateful that I was born in America and was born an American. Amen. I'm thankful for the fact that I'm glad that I'm an American. I could have been born anywhere else. God would have still saved me. But praise God, I wouldn't know the blessings. I wouldn't know the freedoms. I wouldn't know the prosperity that I know as I know being an American and being born in America. I'm thankful to be American. I'm even proud to be an American. Amen. I'm not ashamed to say I'm an American. I'm ashamed of what America does sometimes, but I'm not ashamed to be an American. Amen. I'm thankful for that. But you know what? As good as that is and as glorious as that is, it has nothing that it can do for me beyond the life that I live here. The Apostle Paul said that if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. If I only have hope in this world because I'm an American, I'm going to be a miserable individual. Amen. When Robert got saved last Sunday night, he said he felt like a weight had been lifted off of him. And praise God, it had. Amen. The sting of death, the sting of sin had been taken away. And now he's a child of God. Now he's a Christian. Now he's a new creature, a newborn, a believer, and I'm thankful for that. And praise God, I'm thankful today that I'm a Christian. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm glad that I'm a Christian. And I want to preach to you this morning on this thought and from this frame of mind why I'm glad that I'm a Christian. Amen. There's a lot to be thankful for. I can be thankful for being an American. And man, I've had a good job. I've made a good living for my family over the years. I've been blessed with freedoms that people don't know anywhere else in this world. But praise God, I'm still just an American. But because I know God as a Christian, because I know God as one of His own, praise God, I now have a right relationship with Him. The Bible says God told His people, your sins have separated between you and your God. You know what? I was an alien from God. I was separated by sin. The sin in my life, the sin I was born with, that sin nature separated me from being one of God's own and one of His children. I was His creation, but I wasn't His child. Amen. But now I got a right relationship. Amen. Now things are different because I invited Jesus into my heart things were changed. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 2, Verses 9 and 10, he says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but have now obtained mercy. Praise God, I'm glad that now I'm a little bit different because I have a right relationship with God. Amen. I have a right relationship with my Creator. I have a right relationship with the One who created me for fellowship and for His joy and for His purposes. And praise God, because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Things are different. Amen. Things have been changed. That load of sin has been taken away. That loathing of who I was has been removed, because now I've been blessed to be reunited with my Heavenly Father. I'm thankful today that I'm a Christian because I'm a recipient of God's amazing gifts. You know, in America, I'm a recipient of many things just because I'm an American. Amen. I have a military, and praise God, I'm glad I was able to serve in our military. Amen. And many folks in here, where you at there, Tyler, back there, he's serving even today. We got Zach on his way in just a few days, and I asked the folks this morning in Sunday school to pray for Sister Pam. Amen. Because her heart's going to be so overwhelmed. Amen. I don't know if she'll be able to stand it. Amen. Because her son is serving and has been away, and he's coming home. Amen. I praise God, and I'm thankful as an American. I have folks, men and women in our military service that serve and protect us. We have police that watch over us and keep us. We have the benefits of laws that protect our freedoms of speech, our freedoms of assembly, and the freedoms that God has endowed us with and endued us with as human beings. And praise God, I don't have to worry about a lot of things that folks around the world worry about. I've been a recipient of the amazing benefits that come with being American. I don't know anybody that tries to run to as many other countries as people do to try to get to America. Amen. Why? Because we're a blessed people, because of the amazing gifts that we own and the amazing gifts that we know as an American. Praise God, I'm a recipient of God's amazing grace. Amen. I'm thankful as a Christian. There are benefits, there are blessings, there are gifts that are bestowed upon us, and gifts that we can be recipients of. The Bible says over in Titus, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Praise God, I'm glad one day it appeared unto me. Amen. And I realized the grace of God. I'm glad the grace of God appeared unto Robert. Amen. And he realized his need of salvation. I'm glad his grace is still relevant. His grace is still purposeful. His grace is still working. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that a gift of God, that it's of faith. And it's not of works. It's of God's amazing grace, because we were undeserving and there was nothing we could do for ourselves. God bestowed His grace upon us that we might be saved. I'm a recipient of God's amazing love. Amen. His amazing love. Can you imagine loving like God loves? You can never get there. Why? Because God is love. Amen. The very measure of love has to be measured, has to be gauged against God Himself. And Jesus, God in the flesh, said, greater love hath no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friends. Amen. God sent His Son into the world to die for me, a sinner, a no good, dirty, filthy, stinking, low down, rotten sinner that deserved to be in hell with my back broke. But God loved me enough to send His Son to die for me. Not because I deserved it. But He says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. While I was a sinner, and because I was a sinner, amen, I got to be a recipient In every human being in this world is a recipient of God's love, whether they want to accept it or whether they want to reject it, because God's Son died for every human being. God's Son died for every man, woman, and boy and girl who has ever lived and who will live until the end of the age of grace. Praise God. I'm glad because of His eternal life. Amen. His great gift that I couldn't do anything about for myself. His amazing gift. Amen. That made a change in me. It made me a child of God. But it bestowed upon me the greatest gift that He had to give. And that was the gift of His eternal life. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life to Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad today that you can be a recipient of God's amazing gifts? I'm glad today that I don't have to die in my sins and trespasses, because God's grace was bestowed upon me. His gift of love was manifested unto me. And life, life, not just life, but life. Amen. Abundant has been bestowed upon me because of God's amazing character, His amazing gifts to me. I'm thankful for my American citizenship, but praise God, I'm thankful and I'm glad and I'm more honored to be a recipient of God's grace. You know, I was born an American citizen. I wasn't naturalized. Anybody here naturalized? Anybody that? No. I know folks that have been naturalized, and they are thrilled to go through that process. Amen. I'm thrilled that one day I went through God's naturalization process. Amen. And I was made a child in a little Baptist church in the back row over against the wall where there was no aisle to get out. As Jesus dealt with my heart and I realized my need and I asked Jesus into my heart, I was a recipient of God's amazing grace, God's amazing gifts upon my life. I'm thankful today that because of the new birth, because of salvation, I'm not who I used to be. Amen. Praise God. I'm not who I used to be. Amen. I've got a new name. I got a new citizenship. Amen. I've got a new country. I'm a stranger and a pilgrim walking to America today. I'm a dual citizenship, you might say. I got a citizenship as an American in America. But praise God, I've got a new citizenship in the New Jerusalem. Amen. I got a new citizenship in a country, in a city whose builder and maker is God. And praise God, I'm not who I used to be. I used to be a no good, dirty, filthy, rotten, stinking sinner on my way to hell. But now I'm a no good, dirty, filthy, stinking, rotten, low down sinner that's been saved by grace. Amen. And that makes all the difference in the world. Look at this, what the Bible says. First John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He's pure. Praise God. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. I'm no longer a son of this world. I'm no longer a child of the father of perdition. But praise God, I'm a son of God. And let me explain something to you. Man, I almost had a shouting fit teaching this in Sunday school. The word son that is used here comes from a Greek word, tikanon. Amen. And you know what that Greek word actually means? That word that's just translated son in our language. It doesn't mean just an adopted son. It doesn't mean just a son that is an heir to all that the father possesses. But praise God, it means that we're a blood-born son. Amen. You know, there's a big difference. Amen. Blood born. I'm not who I used to be. Amen. Praise God. His love was bestowed upon me. And now I'm a blood born. Amen. I'm not just blood bought. We use that saying all the time, a blood bought child of God. I'm blood bought. I'm not just blood bought. Praise God, I'm blood born. Amen. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I'm a child of the Creator of the universe. I am a child of God. I praise His name. Not only am I a child of God, but I've been remade. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I'm praising God today that though I battle the flesh, and though I war after the flesh, amen, I'm a new creature. I got a new desire that's been implanted in me. I want to be more like Him. Amen. Does not appear what we shall be, but when we know that when He doth appear, we shall be like Him. Amen. Amen. And I'm working on that. I'll never get it perfected. Amen. Because I still like to grumble at people riding down the road. You idiot, get out of the way. Who gave him a license? They shouldn't even be driving. Amen. My daughter says I got road rage. That's not road rage. Road rage is when I start running over them. I got my road rage under control. Amen. Because I vent, you know, I let it out. I don't let it build up. Hey, man, but one day there's not going to be any more grumbling and complaining. Hey, man, one day it's just going to be glorifying and praising. Hey, man, I'm glad that I'm a new creature. I'm working on it, although I haven't perfected it. And praise God, I know that I won't perfect it. But when He doth appear, praise God, I know it'll be taken care of. Amen. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm not who I used to be. And listen, I belong to Him. And no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, I know no matter what happens in my life, I know I'm His, and I always will be His. Right here in First Corinthians chapter 6, listen what it says in verses 19 to 20. This will make you think about the things that you're doing. This will make you think about the friends that you have. This will make you think about the things that you do. Listen what he says. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Praise God. I'm glad he took up a residence. I'm glad he convicts. You know, I preached a message down at Emerton for their school graduation down there. And I preached about the master's touch, about where the potter, where the clay in the potter's hand over Isaiah 64. That's one of my favorite passages of Scripture. And I said, if we're the clay and we're in the master's hand, there's a touch. Amen. There's a touch. And I'm glad that touch touched my life one day, Brother Joe, and it brought conviction to my heart, to the place to where I gave my life to Jesus. But I'm glad that He still touches me with that touch of conviction, amen, when I need to make corrections in my life. Because now I belong to Him, amen. Now He abides within me. Listen at this. This seals it. This settles it right here. He says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Amen. For ye are bought with a price, amen. The greatest price that has ever been paid for anything was the price that God paid to redeem me from the curse of sin and to redeem all of humanity from the bondage of sin. Praise God, you've been bought with a price. Mike Upright sings that song, I might not be worth much, but I sure cost a lot. Amen. Praise His name this morning. I've been bought with a price that's far above any price that has ever been paid for anything. And I belong to Him. Amen. I'm thankful to be a Christian because I now have hope where there was no hope. I now have hope where I lived in darkness and hopelessness. Bite your lip. Listen. Listen to what Peter says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We can stop right there and we ought to just start shouting the house down. Amen. But listen to what he says. Which according to his abundant mercy. Aren't you glad today we're a recipient of God's grace and His mercy? Amen. My two Bible heroes are grace and mercy. Amen. No greater thing that had happened to me as a sinner than God's grace and mercy was bestowed upon me that I might understand and know His love. Amen. Hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in that last time. Did you hear what Peter said right there about what God's mercy and His grace has done for us? He said, it's begotten us again, has begotten us again unto a lively hope. Not just hope, but praise God, I've got a living hope. Not just hope, but I've got a real hope. Not just hope, but I've got hope that has some power. Not just hope, but I got a hope that is secured and I can be assured of because Jesus has risen from the dead. Amen. Amen. I don't just have hope. I got a lively hope. I don't just have hope. I got a real hope. Amen. You know, people are hoping for a lot of things in this world, but praise God, what I hope for in Jesus, I know is going to come to pass. Amen. I know it's going to work. I have hope. Robert, you got hope. Amen. You didn't have hope before. You got hope now. Amen. Amen. Hope. A living hope. A real hope. Amen. To an inheritance incorruptible. You know what that means? It's not a worldly inheritance. Everything in this world is corruptible and is corrupted and undefiled. Everything in this world is touched by sin. The hope we have is undefiled. Amen. And it fadeth not away. Amen. Some days, folks begin thinking about the things that they have made. They hope they can get that new car. They hope they can get that new truck. They hope they can get that new gun. They hope they can get that new dress. They hope they can get that new sewing machine. They hope they can get this. They hope they can get that. They hope they can get that. And they realize that the finances just aren't there to do it. And that hope begins to fade away. Amen. But the hope that Jesus gives you doesn't diminish. As a matter of fact, the older I get, and the more decrepit I get, amen, the more aches and pains that I feel, amen, the greater that hope becomes. The sweeter that hope is. I'm glad I'm a Christian today because I'm a part of the most blessed people who dwell upon the face of the earth. God's children, God's church. I'm not talking about a physical church. I'm talking about the church. Amen. The church of the living God. I'm not talking about a little Baptist congregation, but I'm talking about the church of the living God. I'm talking about the blood-bought, blood-washed, the redeemed, the children of God, those who have trusted Jesus and say, I'm part of the most blessed people on the face of the earth. The psalmist said over in Psalm 68:9, he said, Blessed be the Lord, who loadeth us daily with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Praise God. You know that as a child of God, you got benefits that come your way. Being an American citizen, I've got benefits that I don't even know I have just because I'm an American citizen. Amen. Some of the benefits are tangled up so deep in bureaucracy and everything else that you have to have a lawyer to be able to untangle them. But I'm thankful today that the blessings of God and the benefits of being a child of God are easy to be discovered, are easy to be distinguished. All you have to do is open the book. Amen. And the blessings just roll out. Over 103, the psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See, I told you all you had to do is open the book. Amen. Listen to what he says. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Maybe y'all didn't hear me. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Yeah, y'all didn't got it. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The greatest benefit you got is the benefit of salvation. Amen. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed. Like the eagles, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. I'm glad for the benefits of being an American, but praise God, they don't have a thing on the benefits of being a child of God. Amen. I'm thankful today that I've been blessed to live in a country where I could hear the Word of God preached unto me as a young man, where I could understand and know I was a sinner and lost and on my way to hell. I'm thankful to God this morning that I have the privilege to preach this great hope that was preached to me. I'm privileged this morning to be able to offer the great gift of God that was offered unto me. Amen. I'm privileged this morning to be in the midst of a people who understand and realize how good it is to be a child of God. But perhaps you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You don't have that hope. You don't have that joy. You don't have that peace. You don't have that confidence that we've been talking about. I got good news for you this morning. His grace. His grace is still available. His mercy is still real. His salvation is still free. It's a great gift for you, and all you have to do is ask him into your heart. As we get a song of invitation.